What's going on, guys? Welcome to episode 68 of the Armchair Fantasy Show. I'm your host, of course, Jeff Lambert. We're presented, as always, by TalkLoudRadio.com, coming at you live every Tuesday and Friday night. Our Tuesday show is our NBA DFS show, because Wednesday is usually a pretty big slate, so lots to talk about. So tonight we are talking some NBA DFS, coming at you live every Tuesday and Friday on Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. And, of course, we're always streaming in the Going for Two app. Unfortunately, we are without one of our normal hosts tonight. Tim Strobel's unable to make it tonight, but filling in his place is Gersten's twin brother, Mr. Jason. How you doing tonight, Jason?
Doing good, man. Doing good.
You got some pretty big shoes to fill, man. I hope you're up to the task.
I do, Tim. I'll be honest. Tim is like the glue to this podcast, man. He keeps it together.
Keeps it together, exactly. All right, and then we got the class clown over here, Mr. Gersten. How you doing today, man?
I'm offended by your comment and Jason's comment.
Wearing his Lakers shirt. I meant to tell you on the last podcast, I was going to give you a hard time. I wanted to get a clip of you wearing your Lakers shirt, and you said on the podcast, I'm a Utah Jazz fan for life, but you're wearing a Lakers jersey. I wanted to just clip that and just put that on Facebook.
Oh my goodness. People are gonna hate. I'm just a lie. I follow LeBron wherever he goes every single time. I mean, he's switched team every like what, 4 years? 3, 4 years now?
Something like that. All right, so today we're changing formats. We kind of discovered that going position by position was kind of difficult, especially in the NBA, because you have no idea who's playing the day before, because we do record this the night before the actual slate. So tonight we're going to change it up a little bit, and we're going to go game by game, which tonight's or Wednesday's slate is actually an 8-game slate. So we have the 8 games lined up here. We'll just kind of talk about each game individually. And we'll go ahead and just kick it off right now with Orlando Magic at the Detroit Pistons. Gersten, what do you see in this game? What are we looking at in this game? Are you targeting anybody in this game?
Well, this game has a 206 and a half over under. Overall, I mean, it's a -3 spread. It's not really interest me too much. There is some plays that kind of interest me, especially tomorrow. Value is going to be kind of hard to have. There are some players, but as we saw people on the last slate, not yesterday, they all fell for the Nene being a value, and he totally killed a lot of people.
Yes, but he did.
I was all over the Boston value, so I was happy about that. But in this game, there is one value that I like on FanDuel, and his name is DJ Augustine. He's 4,600, and in a game like this, I think he can be had. But other than that, I like Vucevic. I'm always interested in Vucevic because he's been playing. This is probably his best year of his career, and I think they're going to trade him sooner or later because he's the only one that doesn't really fit that rebuild mode.
Yep.
And they got to get some value out of him. But at 9,200 on FanDuel versus Detroit, while a lot of people fear Andre Drummond, I really don't. I mean, I understand he gets rebounds and stuff, but he's really bad at, like, defending the pick and roll.
Yep.
And he gets beaten by that. On the top of that, we saw Rudy Gobert have a 50-point game against him the other night. I mean, and if Rudy Gobert can have a 50-point game, I'm pretty sure Vucevic can get a lot more points than Rudy Gobert can, you know. So I like that matchup. Again, Andre Drummond on the other side, he's a good play. I don't know if I really want to pay up for him. He's 9,500. I understand Vucevic more than Drummond, to be honest. I feel like when I play Drummond, he always only gets me like 40 points. I hate that. Yeah. Like when I don't play him, he gets like 60 or 50. But I just don't. I understand he could be a good play, but on this slate, there's a lot of high tier players like Harden, Davis, Durant, Stephen Curry, Giannis. ABC's on this slate, right?
Yep.
He is, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, but I mean, I don't really want to touch too much about Aaron Gordon. I understand he had a pretty good game the other night. He's 7,500. Other than that, I don't really have interest anywhere else. I mean, in this game, I mean, you could play Reggie Jackson, but I have no interest in too much. But it'll be all Vucevic and Augustine for me in this game.
Yeah, I think I'm with you on that too. And that low total 206.5 is not that high of a total there. So I'm agreeing with you on most of those points there. And unless there's some value that opens up, you know, tomorrow, you know, today actually when you're listening to this on the audio, then I probably wouldn't be targeting this too much either. You know, I might have some of those plays that you mentioned, but no, you know, large exposure to any of these guys. Jason, what are your thoughts on this game? And go ahead and talk about the Milwaukee and Memphis game as well.
I'm just on the same page. I really do like Vucevic a lot. He's a beast, dude. Like, he's just been beasting, getting usage. They're not forcing Mo Bamba into heavy minutes right now. I think they're trying to develop him and slowly get him integrated into the offense. So everything evolves around Vucevic, and I do like the DJ Augustin value. DJ Augustin, he's like that. He's consistent. He'll get you 15, 20 points. He's really cheap, and he's just a good value all the time. But sometimes he has these games where he goes off. So if it's a fast-paced game, he's most likely to go off. But this is more like a medium-paced game.
Yeah, neutral.
Yep, yep. All right, what about the Milwaukee and Memphis game? What do you see in this contest? Is there anything you're targeting?
The Milwaukee and Memphis game, there's not a total for this game up yet. Mostly, I think it has to do with the fact that Marc Gasol is questionable for this game. And also, the Bucks are playing tonight, and they're coming back from a back-to-back. So they'll be playing on a back-to-back. So with this game, we got to watch out for ABC. He has a hip issue right now, but he's playing through it. Kyle Anderson's out in this game. And that helped a lot of players on Memphis. Like, Temple got some more minutes, and then Omri Caspi, if that's how you say that.
Yep.
He got the start. I'm looking at him to get the start again. So he's going to be a good value on both sites. He's really cheap. I believe he's like 3,600 on DraftKings. He's got to be pretty cheap on FanDuel as well. There's not a lot of plays I like in this game because it's going to be a slow-paced game. Both of these teams are great defensive teams, and I think they're going to bang it out. And also, like I said, it depends on what happens with Marc Gasol. It could be a blowout.
Yeah, I agree. I think the other night, I think Shelvin Mack was a popular value, but his price has gone up a little bit. And that game was against Houston, which is, you know, obviously a very fast-paced game. So he was, you know, in a pace-up game for the Memphis Grizzlies. I don't like him quite as much in this matchup either. I think it will be a slower-paced game. Not a ton that I really like in there. Jaren Jackson, another one that, you know, his price has kind of come up a little bit. He was a good value earlier in the season, but now he's getting up to that almost a $7,000 range on FanDuel. He had a pretty good game last game as well against Houston, but again, a pace up game for Memphis. I agree. There's not a whole lot that I love here. I think if Marc Gasol is out, maybe there's some value there. But other than that, I don't think I'm playing too much here. Obviously, ABC or the Greek Freak or whatever you want to call him, he's always in play. I mean, you can pretty much plug him in any time if you can afford him. But I think overall, I think you nailed it for me. I don't think I'm playing too much for this game either.
I mean, like, to me, I think Gerson will explain it more of who's the top play on this slate is, and it's pretty straightforward. I look at ABC more as a GPP play than I do as a cash game play.
Agreed 100%. All right, Gerson, let's go back to you here. Let's talk about the Brooklyn Nets and the Houston Rockets, and then if you got any comments on that last game that you want to talk about.
No, not many, much comment. I mean, Caspi killed it the other night on value, but Mike Conley is a pretty good matchup in this against Eric Bledsoe. Bledsoe's not really a good defender, and he has had those games where he has like 40 points game. But other than that, there's really nothing else. If Marc Gasol is out, Jaren Jackson will become a really great value at 6,600 on FanDuel. And I can only imagine people will be on Jermichael Green. But again, we got to wait till the news breaks out. But yeah, that's it. On the next game, which is Houston and Brooklyn, right?
Yep. Houston and the Brooklyn Nets. They're playing in Houston.
Okay. So as we know, right now, James Harden is playing on a historical rate. I mean, it's so much fun. I love it. I love watching when players just go on like this. Remember Westbrook like 2 years ago?
Yeah, well, he
was getting triple doubles every night, and everybody was like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. Well, this is Westbrook 2.0 right now, man. Well, I don't think Harden's as good a rebounder as Westbrook is, but he's a better passer. But he also has higher upside in points.
Yep.
That's the difference. So that's why when people were telling me the other day when he was 13,000, they're like, oh, I haven't paid up for Westbrook. I mean, for Harden. I don't want to pay up for Harden at 13,000. He doesn't have the upside that Westbrook have. I'm like, you really don't think so? Because he's a better shooter, you know? And then he draws fouls more like anybody I've ever seen. But injury to Capella. A lot of people were all over Nene when they really should have been all over PJ Tucker. If you know anything about D'Antoni, he doesn't give a shit about the big guys. He will roll out the smallest lineup out there. He'll put four midgets out there to play with James Harden, you know? But, I mean, he played a lineup of, like, Tucker, Gerald Green, Austin River, and Daniel House, along with Harden the other night. I was like, where's the big guy? There was no big guy. He didn't care. But, I mean, this game's going to be a high-paced game because Brooklyn, as we know, is one of the worst defensive teams in the league. They've actually improved record-wise, but they're not that great. But I definitely like all the value for this game is going to be Rivers, Gerald Green, and Tucker. But the player obviously you're going to want to pay up for, James Harden. He is expensive. I mean, right now he's coming in at, Harden?
14K.
14,000 on FanDuel. But like I said, I've had people where they worry about blowout. This is not going to be a blowout. I don't think so. I mean, he's hitting the 75-point threshold. So, I mean, you're looking at what's the math on that? Times six, that's almost like, 70? I can't do math right now. 14 times six, 84 points. Pretty high, but if you find value, Harden will be the play right now for this game.
The raw points.
Yeah, for raw point. On Brooklyn's side, I don't mind Damari Carroll. He's 4,800. And Houston doesn't really have much of a defense overall. I mean, they have a solid Houston has individual players that can play solid defense, but they don't have, like, a pace.
I think their style of play kind of allows more fantasy points just because they're so fast-paced. There's so many more possessions in each game.
Yeah, but if it comes to like a one possession, like you got to play defense. They can play defense, but with Capella being out, this is going to be a really good game to target. D'Angelo Russell, I always play him in high-paced games, and he's been doing pretty well lately. So I like D'Angelo Russell. Other than that, I don't really see another play I really want to play, to be honest.
Yeah, I think with the Brooklyn Nets, like you were saying, you know, people are worried about blowouts, but the Brooklyn Nets have a tendency to sort of hang with these good teams, you know, just enough for them to get, you know, hit their value and do really well. And it's ironic, too. I mean, this is more of just general NBA stuff, but so the Nets obviously have, you know, traded away all their first-round picks over the last, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 years. And then this is the year that they finally get a first-round pick, their own first-round pick, and they're actually pretty good right now. So now their pick won't be worth anything. So go figure. Nets just going to blow it.
Trust the process.
Right, exactly. They're the opposite of the process. They gave their first rounds away, and now they're going to be good the year that they don't have a first-round pick. It doesn't make any sense. Yeah, I think I'm with you on all your calls there. Obviously, James Harden, you just basically plug him in and start building your lineup around him because he's so hot right now. You're just going to play him until he goes up to $16,000. I mean, it's just ridiculous right now what he's doing. He's got, you know, obviously the highest potential as far as raw points on the slate. You pretty much have to have him in your lineup. Now, obviously, in tournaments, you can probably fade him because you want to get that low ownership because everyone's probably going to have Harden. There are a lot of, like, just looking at FanDuel, a lot of questionables and GTDs, so some of those might be opening up some value. I like your call on Damari Carroll as well. I think he's a pretty solid play, but looks like Napier's is questionable. Looks like obviously Eric Gordon's been out for a little bit, so he's questionable. Rondae Hollis Jefferson is questionable. So there's a few there that might be able to open some value up, but nothing too great. I think I'm definitely going to get Harden in my lineups and maybe some D'Angelo Russell as well. So I think I'm with you on all that. All right, Jason, let's go to you for the last game before the break. We got the Toronto Raptors going to the Boston Celtics. This is sort of a heavyweight, East Coast heavyweight matchup here. What are your thoughts on this game?
I want to add one more thing to the previous game. On the previous game, the power forward for the Rockets, Gary Clark, he got 26 minutes on the last game over off the bench, and then he only got 14 minutes. So I think you can either be contrarian, go back to the well with Nene. I wouldn't do it, but if you want to be opposite of the field, go ahead and do it. Gary Clark's a player you can look at too, but I'm not saying he's cash game. He's more of a GPP.
That's a good call. Here.
So if we're talking about, the Toronto at Boston, this is another game that, how do I say this, that doesn't have a total out yet. And there is some questionable plays. We were talking about earlier, Fred Van Fleet, he's questionable. We thought we saw a report that he's out, so double check that. OG Anunoby, that's how you say that.
Yep.
He's going to be out. And CJ Miles, he's questionable with his hip injury, but I swear he's been questionable since like the year 2008. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So just don't even play him. This is another game. It's going to be slow pace. And if NBA.com has these two teams at the bottom 10 teams at the pace factor. So they're not that fast. There's not a lot of great plays in this game. I don't really like, I know it sucks. Like all the games I got, like there's not that many great plays. The reason I say that is because both these teams, they just like to play one thing. They like to play defense. Both these coaches are defensive minded.
Yep.
So they like to play defense. One of the players I like is Jaylen Brown. Keep an eye out on Marcus Smart. If he's out again, he was questionable with the illness. So we got to be careful on that. And if he's out, I can see Jaylen Brown having a good game. He's 4,600 on DK. It's also pretty cheap on FanDuel. Yeah, there you go. So to me, I think with this game, the only player I'm really looking at is I do like Kyrie Irving. I think Kyrie Irving, I believe it was the Monday game. Which game? Was that the Orlando game? The last game?
He missed the Brooklyn game. So, yeah, Orlando, he had 48 FanDuel points in that last game.
Yeah, so I think he's really frustrated by how he went out on that game. And I think he's going to take it to Toronto. I think there's going to be a spotlight on him, and he's going to take it out on them. The Raptors do struggle against point guard, even though Kyle Lowry is a great defender. But I believe that Kyrie Irving's going to show up in this game, and I really like him as a play. I also like Kawhi Leonard, but to me, I'd just rather spend my money elsewhere on this 8-game slate. So that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I agree with you on all those calls there. Any interest in Delone Wright if Van Vliet misses this game? Looks like he got like 26 minutes in the last game, you know, put up 30-plus FanDuel points. Any interest in him at all in this game, or you think the defense will just kind of keep it to a minimum?
I like him. I don't know. I'm not sure exactly how cheap he is. If he's a value, then you could probably play him, but I believe there's probably going to be better value on the slate elsewhere.
I know on FanDuel, he's 3,700, so he's $200 above minimum price. So I'm not sure what he is over on DraftKings, but on FanDuel. But granted, like I said, the last game was a higher-paced game. He played Washington, so this game will be a slower-paced game, and he may not get quite as many minutes. So he may not be quite as good of a value as some of the other guys that we got on the slate today.
Yeah.
All right, that's the first four games there. We'll take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll tackle the other four games on the slate, and then we'll do a little this and that, and we'll do our half-court shots as well. So just hang in there real quick. All right, guys, welcome back. I'm here again with Gerson and Jason talking NBA DFS for the Wednesday slate, January 16th. Of course, after this podcast is done, this will obviously post to iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music, TuneIn Radio, pretty much anywhere you can get a podcast, you're going to find us. Like I said, we're also live every Tuesday and Friday nights on Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. All right, guys, let's go ahead and get into the next game here. And Jason, we had you after the break. You're going to get this first game here as well. This is the San Antonio Spurs going to the Dallas Mavericks. What do you see in this game?
San Antonio Spurs going to Dallas Maverick. This is one of like my sneaky favorite games. I don't know if you guys noticed, but the Spurs have kind of let team play close to them. They haven't really been blowing them out. And Dallas Mavericks, they've been playing better ball together. So with LaMarcus Aldridge there, I believe the ball will have to go out to DeMar DeRozan. And I think this is the DeMar DeRozan-Luka Doncic show. And this is going to go back and forth, and I'm excited. I don't know why I like Luka Doncic. Well, actually, I do know why. DeMar DeRozan doesn't play defense. He doesn't know what that is. It's not in his vocabulary. And I mean, it's the truth. Like he didn't play it in Toronto, and he plays it a little bit in San Antonio. But I think that's because he can sense Popovich like breathing down his neck, like, dude, like put your hand out or something, you know. So yep. I like those two plays as well on this slate. Like for this team, for this game, I like it because it's going to stay close. So it's going to go back and forth. And those are the two main players I like from this. How do I say this game? I guess. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. If you're watching live there, we cut out just for a brief second there. So hopefully you caught what Jason said. If not, we can you can go back and listen to the audio version. For some reason, we lost a little bit of connection there. But we are now back, so we're good to go. But yeah, Jason, I agree there with you as well. I think those are the plays that you're going to take out of this game here. Not a whole lot.
I think you lost him. I didn't lose him.
No, but the live thing cut off. I let him keep talking because the audio was still recording. But
sorry, guys.
Yeah, but we lost Facebook connection, so the live viewers lost us. I don't know what happened. I think I was trying to pull the chat up, and I think maybe my computer got overloaded and cut him off. But we are back. Right. We are back now. And Gerson, we'll go ahead and get to you now with the next game on the slate here. It's the Cleveland Cavaliers going to the Portland Trailblazers. What do you see in this game?
Well, I actually want to touch on the last game still. San Antonio and Dallas game. There's two values that I like on that game. It's Jalen Brunson with what's his name, Dennis Smith Jr. being out. And then Byron Forbes, this guy's been playing really great lately. He has been inconsistent, but I think this is a game against Dallas where he can expose his kind of game. Byron Forbes is actually a very impressive like player. He's like a Popovich player. Right. He finds him out of like the fucking, you know, hey, you're the ball boy last year. Come play for us, you know? Yes. You know, stuff like that. But I like those two guys. I actually don't mind DeAndre Jordan at 7,200. We know Paul Gasol's not a really good defender, and whoever else they put there, which it depends sometimes, because sometimes Pop will rest Paul Gasol, and sometimes he'll start him. But I like DeAndre Jordan. But other than that, I'm not really looking at elsewhere. I've seen people always play Maxi Kleber or Kebler,
yeah,
whatever his name is. I never play that guy because he doesn't have high enough upside for me.
You know what we call that? You know what we call that? We call that an Asante play.
Yeah, Asante play.
It's a little inside joke there. Asante's listening to the podcast.
Oh, my goodness. inside joke, guys. Inside jokes. But, yeah. So the next game we're covering, you said it was Cleveland-Portland, right?
Yep.
Okay, so Cleveland-Portland, as we know, this is a 12.5 spread, so it's a blowout factor. I never really care about blowout factor. I look at the pace, which is 217 points total. That's a pretty high score, you know. I mean, in the NBA now these days, 215 to 235 is a pretty good pace. But if you're getting below that, yeah, scratch it, you know. But in this game, the players like CJ McCollum at 6,500 definitely interest me a lot. He tends to play better on like high paced game, and Cleveland, we know they don't have a defense. We know they're tanking. You know they're going to score points. And I don't mind Tristan Thompson in this matchup against Portland. He's 6,400 at center. Other than that, I understand why people are asking me right now. Probably, what about Damian Lillard? I don't play Damian Lillard. I never play Damian Lillard. he just never gets me the points that I want from him. And it's just his price is at what?
9,000 on DraftKings.
10,100 on FanDuel. Yeah. That is way too
high. No way.
No chance in hell I'm ever going to pay $10,100 for it. That's why I didn't want to touch him. $10,100 when you have players like Harden, Davis, ABC, Kevin Durant, Stephen Curry. I mean, this slate is which we haven't even gotten to the big games yet. I mean, we got to one, but yeah. I mean, other than that, I don't really have interest elsewhere. I can see Nurkic having a big game in this game because yeah. Nurkic, he tends to dominate great matchup.
Yep.
I don't know how he's just become a different player this year. So, but he is priced up a little higher. So he's only strictly a GPP play for me if I get more value. Yep. I mean, he is 8,800. He's not cheap like he used to be at 7,700 or 7,000. They finally realized, hey, this guy actually can play, you know?
Actually pretty good. Yeah, I'm looking at Damian Lillard. I don't even know why they raised his price so much. I mean, he had a game. His last game was 43. Before that, it was 39. He had a 51-point game against Charlotte. But, I mean, I don't see why he's over 10,000. I mean, he's more than Kawhi Leonard. And Kawhi Leonard, I think, has a little bit better upside than Lillard does. So, yeah, I agree there. I did have someone that I wanted to mention, and now, obviously, I can't find him. Oh, what about Seti Osman? Any interest in him at all? He had a pretty good game last game. He had, I think, 30-plus FanDuel points, 35 FanDuel points in 42 minutes versus the Lakers. He's still under $5,000. Any interest in him at all?
I don't play white guys that look like they came out of Wizard of Oz. No, I'm kidding. I mean, sure, it makes sense. I mean, is Mo Harkless is out. I think he'll draw the matchup with, what's his name, Evan Turner. So overall, that's a pretty good matchup for him. How much is he on FanDuel, you said?
He's 4,900? 49, yep.
Yeah, I don't mind that call. He has a pretty good value at 4,900. Overall, Seti Osman, he's just a scrappy player. He gets you a little bit of everything. I mean, there's a reason why LeBron still keeps in touch with him. He must have played. He played hard, you know?
Yep.
But, I mean, we all know LeBron doesn't care about lazy-ass players.
True. True story. Yeah, I think you pretty much nailed all the points that I wanted to talk about there. Obviously, the Harkless news, you know, could open some value up as well, because I've been playing a lot of Evan Turner a little bit and some Aminu as well. So I think those two guys are dependent on Harkless playing or not. All right, Jason, let's go to you. We got pretty much the biggest game on the slate that everyone's probably going to be targeting. The New Orleans Pelicans going to the Golden State Warriors. What you got for this game?
Oh, man, this game. This game is just so
the nut. It's the nut.
It's like the tastiest game on the slate. You got Kevin Durant. You got, you know, Anthony Davis, Steph Curry, even Klay Thompson. He has a great matchup against shooting guards because the Pelicans really struggle to defend that position. So to me, so the top play goes, you want to go Durant, ABC, Klay Thompson, Steph Curry. Just line it all up. You can stack this game.
You mean AD, not ABC, right?
Yeah, AD.
Yeah,
my bad.
We now name our players by letters, everybody. Yeah. We're letting everybody know.
I was like, wait a minute. When did the Pels get ABC? When did I miss that news?
You're so happy for me. You're going to go get a shirt right now. You're like, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can stack this game back and forth. You can play all those players. Like we were saying, you know, Damian Lillard, 10,100. Why not just play Kevin Durant or play, Steph Curry? You can get more. This game has a total of 240 point total. And that's all.
I've never seen that total, I'll be honest. I've seen it once with the Rockets and Golden State.
Yep, last year.
Yep. I think that game was 250, I believe. I think it's like 253.
Wow, that's crazy.
And so this game's 240. It's going to go back and forth. And I just believe that there's a lot of great plays in here. One of the plays that I think will go under-owned, he's the sneaky play. I think Draymond Green can have a game here.
Yeah.
I think Draymond Green, he's going to have to play hard down low. He's going to play Anthony Davis, and he's going to have to go for rebounds. And he can't be lazy because he's going to have to be active. And I think he has a lot to prove. And if I'm looking at Draymond Green's price right now, he's 6,400. On DraftKings, and he can easily get value real fast, just getting rebounds, assists, and steals. Just that alone, I mean, you can expect like 10-15 points from him, and he'll hit value. I like that. Another one that I like is Julius Randle as well. Julius Randle is 7,500. That guy can get boards. He can move around down low. Like, you know, Green can't contain both of them. So you're going to want to play Randle. You just want to play a little bit of everybody in this game. I know that Meritic is back. I believe he just came back. So I think they're integrating him. They had him on a 20-minute restriction.
Yep.
And so you got to keep an eye on that. He could be another good play as well. This game, I'm excited for this game. I can't wait to watch it. Like, I'm ready to buy a 12-pack, just sit down and watch this game, and then, you know, I'm going to hate myself when I go back to work next morning.
You hate yourself every night. What are you talking about? You stay up till like midnight and you're like, oh, I got to go to work in 4 hours.
Yeah, that's like me. I'm up every night. All right, yeah, the only thing I wanted to add to that is there's one guy that I like in this game.
I already know him.
Who is it? See if you get the same person.
He's your favorite player, dude. It's like Alfred Payton.
Nope. I wasn't going to say Alfred Payton. Nope. I was going to say Drew Holiday. Drew Holiday, you know, he's actually, if you look at his game log, he's had better game log than Damian Lillard. He's got 40, 45, 51 in his last three games, and he's only 8,600. You know, Lillard's 10,000. You know, that's pretty cheap for Drew Holiday. I think yesterday's slate, my spreadsheet that I do, had Drew Holiday ranked pretty high, but I was kind of like, you know, Miritich is back. Maybe he takes up some of that usage. And I faded Drew Holiday, and of course he goes and has a 50-point game. So I should have just listened to the damn spreadsheet and played him. I would have been good. But I think in this position, in this pace-up game, I think he takes the challenge of Golden State personally. We saw how well he did last year in the playoffs against them. I mean, he pretty much, you know, he was the man in that series. I think that he can definitely be the man again in this series as well. So, yeah, I love me some Drew Holiday tomorrow night.
Andre Iguodala had a pretty big game last game. I don't know what this guy's role is. Like, he just comes in and sometimes gets points, sometimes doesn't. But in this high-paced game with a lot of, like, you know, basically the higher the pace, you know, they're going to need to rotate and rest players at least. And I can see Andre Iguodala having a pretty decent value at 4.3K. But I love this game. Obviously, this is the biggest game of the slate, and you're going to be targeting it. But I love all those calls you guys mentioned.
Yep, good stuff. All right, Gerson, let's just stay with you. Bring us home with the last game on the slate. I give this one to you because it's your boys, even though you're wearing the Lakers jersey. Utah Jazz going to the LA Clippers. What you got for this game?
Let's see. I'm going to rip this shirt in the freaking... so right now we're dealing with the Ricky Rubio injury. We're dealing with the Raul Neto injury and the Dante Exum injury still. I don't know if they're all out right now, but I'm pretty sure they're not going to play tomorrow. The last game was kind of a weird game for value for the Jazz. I mean, Jay Crowder had a bad game. Joe Ingles got hurt a little bit. He's hurt right now. I believe he's questionable.
Yep, he's questionable. Actually, he's been upgraded to probable now, so he should be able to play then.
Yeah, and Royce O'Neal had a bad game too, if I'm correct, right? He didn't have a good game. I know that.
Yeah, I don't think he did.
He had an all right game. It was okay, but it wasn't spectacular.
No, his last game was terrible. He had only 10 FanDuel points. He had zero actual points, two rebounds, two assists, and a turnover.
So, I mean, those three guys right there, I mean, I'm pretty sure Jay Crowder is going to be on my value list really high, especially in this type of game. The LA Clippers are one of the higher paced team, and they also, what's the total on this? I didn't even mention the total. It's 222, so that's pretty high for a Jazz team.
Yep.
Versus,
that's way high.
And they're favored right now. So, I mean, overall, I like this game a lot, probably more than other people, but it's more because of the usage and the minutes. I mean, Rudy Gobert is probably one of my favorite players of the whole slate. He's on fire right now. I mean, he's getting rebounds, he's getting points, he's getting blocked. I mean, he had a 54-point game last game, right?
Something 57 like FanDuel points.
Yeah, 57. I mean, he's the highest-priced center, and I believe his ceiling is still there in this game because he's getting a lot of minutes. He's getting like 36 to 40 minutes a game, you know, with all the injuries. And he's the glue to the offense right now with the pick and roll and everything. But I like Rudy Gobert. Let's see. Jay Crowder. If you really want to get really cute, I mean, you can play Marcin Gortat at 3,600. but I don't really think I'm going to go down that road. I mean, he's just not really a player that just kind of fits my description of value, but he's okay. But Lou Williams in this game, the Jazz, I think Donovan Mitchell is a great player, but I don't think he's a good defensive player yet.
Not yet.
And Lou Williams can probably score some good points on him. Obviously, I love Donovan Mitchell, but that price tag of $9,000 is way too high for me.
Yep.
For a player that sometimes kind of disappears, trust me, I know this because I jot my TV half of the time I'm watching the Jazz game. But I'm kind of looking more in the mid-tier right now, like Montrezl Harrell, Danilo Gallinari, and Tobias Harris. They interest me. But overall, I'm probably going to have too much exposure to this game than I should. But a lot of those values on the Jazz team, it's really going to open up things for me. Like, if Joe Ingles is out, they're going to be down Ingles. They're going to be down Exum. They're going to be down Raul Neto. They're going to be down
Rubio.
I mean, that's four players. I wouldn't be shocked if tomorrow, next thing we know, Grayson Allen gets called up from the G League or something and start for something, you know. I think he's already playing on the bench and whatnot, but the Jazz are very thin right now. So, like I always say, minutes equals fantasy points. So, yep. I mean, unless your name is Jared Dudley or the guy that plays for, PJ Tucker.
Yeah.
You know, apparently those guys get all the minutes in the world.
Or Neto. For Neto is the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are my plays for this game. Like I said, you're really going to want to keep an eye out on that Ingles injury.
Yep, agreed. I think it's kind of the situation we had last year with the Memphis Grizzlies where their whole team was injured, and you basically just played them because they had like six guys that were able to play. Yeah. So it was just one of those things.
And just an inside narrative, Joe Ingles hates the Clippers. They were the team that actually cut him and gave him his, like, you know, NBA stardom to, like, NBA, basically. They cut him. And they told him, we just don't think you fit the Clippers organization.
Interesting.
And like they gave him a tryout, and they said, we just don't think you make the cut. And then he, in the middle of like going back to like at the airport, he got a call from the Jazz organization and said, hey, come try out for us, and I think you can make the team. And that's his story.
Wow, that's awesome. All right, it's time for this or that. All right, Jason, I'm going to go to you first. We're going to start with point guards here. And two guys you said that you liked. You got to pick one or the other. Either Steph Curry at 10,000 or take the savings and go with Kyrie Irving. Which one are you taking out of those two guys?
I'm going to go Kyrie Irving. He's going to get more shots and more usage. So I'm going to go Kyrie Irving on that one.
Kyrie Irving on that one. All right. Gerson, who do you got on that one?
I'm taking Steph Curry all day.
Steph Curry all day. All right, I'll be the tiebreaker here. I think I'm going to go Kyrie Irving as well, only because this slate's got so many high-priced guys that savings of $1,100 is going to be worth it, I think. So I'm going to go with Kyrie Irving, and he'll, you know, like Jason said, take a ton of shots. All right, Gerson, we'll start with you on this next one here. Hold on. I just changed screens by accident here. Let's go shooting guards. Let's go with Drew Holiday or D'Angelo Russell. Drew Holiday is 8,600 on FanDuel, and D'Angelo Russell is 7,900. Which one do you like out of those two guys?
Oh, well, Drew Holiday or D'Angelo Russell, is that right?
Yep.
I'm just going to stick with it, man. Drew Holiday. If that game's 240 over under, I'm just going to keep attacking it. I mean, if we get more value, you're going to be able to pay for Drew. So I'm going with Drew.
All right. Jason, what about you? Drew Holiday or D'Angelo Russell?
I'm going with Drew Holiday as well, man. That guy's going to – I mean, that game is his game. Like, it's back and forth, steals, assists. Like, he can get it all. So I like him there. Also, D'Angelo Russell, I mean, I know he's going to get the prestigious James Harden defense. But to me, it's just Drew Holiday. I'll attack the game that's going to stay close. If I can see that game going overtime. I can't see the Houston-Brooklyn game going overtime.
That's a good call. Yeah, I think I'm a clean sweep it with Drew Holiday as well. Going with my boys, the Pels, if you haven't noticed. I'm a Pels fan. probably one of the few that anybody knows because there's not a whole lot of us out there that don't live in New Orleans. Yeah, I'm going Drew Holiday as well. I think he's got good upside there in that high total game, high pace game, obviously. And the Pels tend to play the Golden State Warriors pretty tough. Even the
they do.
The year we got swept in the playoffs, I mean, we were in every single game. We just couldn't close them out.
Were you really? Like, I think they were playing like big brother, little brother with you guys, you know? Like,
well, there was two games that they were up by 20-some points, and we came back in both games. So I don't know if they were playing with us or what, but we made a pretty miraculous comeback. We just couldn't close it out. All right, let's go look at small forwards now.
What are you laughing at?
We'll let Jeff figure it out.
All right, over on small forward, you know what? I'm going to skip small forward because there really isn't a whole lot that's going to be a good matchup. So we're going to go to power forward. We're going to do two guys that are obviously below Anthony Davis, Blake Griffin or LaMarcus Aldridge. Gersten, we'll go to you first.
Well, to be fair, the whole NBA is below Anthony Davis, but at power forward.
True.
You said, who was it?
LaMarcus Aldridge at 8,900 or Blake Griffin at 9,700?
Tough one. I'm playing LaMarcus Aldridge for the saving. And I guess Dallas, too. I mean, Aldridge's been doing amazing lately. I think he has, like, what, 250 points game in the last three games?
Yep.
I mean... He had that one game against
He's got OKC. A 79-point game and a 52-point game in his last three. So, yeah, he's doing pretty good.
Yeah, definitely going Aldridge for the saving.
All right, what about you, Jason? Aldridge or Blake Griffin?
I'm going to go with LaMarcus Aldridge. I just like him. It's either him or DeRozan that gets most of his shots in that in that team, you know, so I'm going to go with Aldridge.
Yep, and the clean sweep it as well. I'm going to go Aldridge. I've loved Aldridge since his days in Portland. I like his game. I just think when he's on, he's really on. I mean, he hits those little fadeaway jump shots from the post that are just, you know, when he's hitting that thing, it's just beautiful.
Dude, he has one of the best turnaround jump shots I've ever seen. Like, I know Dirk gets, like, the all-time Hall of Fame and then Larry Bird and all these guys, but Aldridge's turnaround jump shot is pretty hard to stop because he keeps it so high
up there,
and it's so smooth.
Yep.
You didn't see Kevin Garnett?
Oh, Kevin Garnett too. Yeah.
Yep. Kevin Garnett was good as well.
Sorry, I can't name the whole NBA here.
All right, let's finish this out with the centers, and we're gonna go with Rudy Gobert and Nikola Vucevic. Which one do you want out of those two, Jason? Gobert or Vucevic?
Center. What is their price on FanDuel?
Rudy Gobert is 9,900 and Vucevic is 9,200.
I have to go Vuce. I'm going to go Vuce on that just because of point per dollar and also because he actually can shoot the ball and gets points scoring.
All right. Gersten, who are you going with? You going with your boy Gobert or Vucevic?
Come on, dude. Rudy, baby. Yeah, Rudy all day. Man, I'm telling you guys, if the Jazz don't have Ingle, they're legit going to play like seven players. And they're going to have to keep Rudy in there for like 45 minutes. There's only 48 minutes in the game, so 3 minutes to rest, of course, you know.
Gerson, if you show up to the stadium in that Lakers jersey, you might get a shot to play. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
They probably won't like that so much. I'm a Jazz fan. All right. We're going to do our half court shots and then we're going to close this out.
Time for Curry from half court. It's gone. He banks it in.
Are you kidding me?
2 seconds to go. James, a buzzer beater. You bet.
Westbrook.
This time at half court. Oh, Michael Jordan! It's a three-point game. Raptors need a three here to tie it and send it into overtime.
Do they give the foul? I would.
Lowry scoops it up. Lowry lets it fly. And it goes! Kyle Lowry!
All right, Gerson, we're going to go to you first for your half-court shot. Who is your top value at this point? Obviously, tomorrow could change that, but at this point, if you had to pick your top value, who is it?
I feel like I'm mentioning these guys a lot, too. But I have to go with Jay Crowder. I mean, on FanDuel, he is 4,400.
Yep.
I mean, if Ingo is out, he's going to start, and more than likely they're going to roll the lineup of Mitchell, Royce O'Neal, Crowder, Gobert, and Favor. And with no Ingles, he'll get a lot of heavy load of minutes. So he's my top value for tomorrow.
All right, good stuff. I actually had him as my top value, too, so I'm trying to find somebody else now while Jason talks. Jason, who's your top value? Jason, well, he looks confused whenever too, we go to him.
Okay, hey, guys. I'll shoot out another one. You guys can keep that one. Can I give it out another one?
Go ahead. Give out another one, Gerson.
Okay, you can keep that one, Jeff. Jason, go find a value. Well, you guys work out who wants to find it. It's kind of crazy. Maybe it's a little bit GPP, but Jalen Brunson for the Dallas Maverick, he is 3,700. And as we know, here's my strategy with like FanDuel, since we have that drop score. If I can find a player that can get me 25 points to 20 points, and I know he's from 3,500 to 3,800, I feel safe. Like, all right, I'm going to play him because even if he only gets me like 15, 10 points, then he might drop score. Not going to hurt me, but it's also going to allow me to pay up elsewhere.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So I like Jalen Brunson at 3,700.
All right, I'm going to go. I'm going to change mine now. Jason, you can keep Jay Crowder because I got another one. Just going with the FanDuel thing with the drop score as well. I'm going to go with DeLone Wright. I'm going to assume that Fred VanVleet is going to be out. He's got two straight games with 30-plus FanDuel points, and that's only in 20 minutes. So if he gets any kind of bump in minutes, he can even have more points for you. He's only 3,700 on FanDuel, so he's pretty much minimum salary. And like Gerson said, with that drop score, I think his upside is there. But if he does, you know, bust, which is quite possible, he'll just be your drop score, and you can just move on from there. So I'm gonna go with the lone writers of mine. Jason, you stick up with Jay Crowder. Or you want to pick somebody else?
Well, you guys can all play Jay Crowder, but I'll add another one too. I like Omri Cassidy. He's really cheap. Like he's 3,500 on DraftKings. That's like dirt cheap. And I think you said he was pretty cheap on FanDuel as well.
Yep, 37 on FanDuel.
Yeah, 3,700. I can see him getting 15, 20 points. I can see him getting up to 25. That guy, he does a little bit of everything. He's not amazing, but he could get you a good 25, 30 points if he gets the minutes. And I think he will. If Marc Gasol is out, they're going to need him out there more often.
Jason, you always want more than 15 points for your player. You want like 20. So, but
I went from 15 to 20 to 25, 30. You see that? I went up.
Oh, so he's going for 50, guys.
He's going for 50.
That's a great call. Great call. With Anderson's out, so I totally forgot about it. So 3,700 and 3,500 on DraftKings, a great call.
All right, good stuff, guys. All right, if you're listening to the live show, guys, you may want to go back and listen to the audio. We did cut out a couple more times during the podcast. I don't know what's going on. It seemed to be whenever I went to Jason is when we had the issues. I don't know what the deal was there. I'm sure it's on my end, but for some reason, whenever I clicked on Jason, we had some connection issues, so go figure. But again, it'll be on audio on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music, TuneIn Radio. Just search for Talk Loud Radio, all one word. And you can definitely subscribe to us on YouTube, Stitcher, anywhere basically that has podcasts. We're going to be there. For Gerson, for Jason, I'm Jeff. That's a wrap.
Go, Jazz, go.
Go, Lakers.
You mean Lakers.